Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this, because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, please tell me that I'm not the only one that sees more than just a glass in her hand. To me, it looks like she's about to snap into a Slim Jim. I guess she likes Schwing Schwangs with their rum and cola. She also has quite the lovely right arm. It also looks like the type of drinking straw that you might get from the Ann Summers store. But seriously, it just looks like she's drinking a cocktail. Moving on, this woman is clearly desperate for attention. She says that she's in a relationship with an oak tree and is an ecosexual. She's just saying this, though, because she wants a man, and this is the best way to advertise herself. Will you step up and rescue her from being that ecosexual? Talk about morning wood. That tree must be much older than her, and therefore, this should be considered elder abuse. Then again, this oak tree probably has more game than most men these days. Number three, does anyone besides me remember the time when Beyoncé was black? What causes this, you ask? Most likely an inferiority complex. Is this another one of those Michael Jackson things? For those of you too young to know who this is, here's a picture of the person in question. Instead of being a black man dating a white woman, he turned himself into a white woman. Looks like besides being a music pioneer, he was also a transmaxing pioneer too. Up next, this Gen Z woman lost her house and she's failing in life at the moment. But she started a Lonely Fools page to make lots of money. Would guys please stop falling for this sort of fake journalism? This is just the thinly veiled ad for her scantily clad content. She forgot one thing, though. To make it in that industry, you actually have to look good. Why couldn't she have just become a fake trad wife and found a husband instead? I guess she's gonna have to go on welfare or find a job at this point. Number five, what's going on with this weird TikTok trend of men getting vasectomies on camera? These guys need to understand that just because they did this, it won't stop their wives from getting pregnant. Maybe the guys doing this that aren't getting married are showing off giant wedding tackle as a calling card for all the cooches out there. Then again, maybe it's just a Black Guys for Harris campaign. Moving on, welcome to Lauren's Wedding featuring Greg. Remember that weddings are for women. For men, they're just a funeral with a cake. Rest in peace, Greg. That sign alone is grounds for calling it off. If he was smart, he never would have gotten that far along in the process. Plot twist. Lauren's marrying herself and Greg is technically the officiant. I give this 12 months. 24 max. Number 7, having Trudeau in Canada is awful. But if Americans vote in Harris and she introduces price controls, there will be famine. People are stupid and they'll vote for it like constipated obese seals and convince themselves that it's okay to starve because a woman's the president. Soon all Americans will be unburdened by what has been. Store shelves full of food, that is. Profit margins are only 1 or 2% for many companies. That's a thin margin for starvation. Up next, the US government says that the term illegal immigrant will no longer be tolerated. So what are we supposed to call them? The proper term is illegal aliens. But I'm sure that that term is going to be offensive to extraterrestrials. I have a few suggestions, including foreign welfare seekers, foreign invaders or imported Democrat voters, or maybe America's longest welfare line, brought to you by the border czar Kamala Harris. Number 9, this woman in Sweden self-deleted after she was raped by a Syrian illegal alien, because the prosecutor dropped her case. I guess she didn't like cultural enrichment very much. Sounds to me like the prosecutor needs to be prosecuted. Women in Europe are basically voting for their own grapes and then play the victims when it happens. If I were her, I would have gone John Wick on both of them. Because if she took them out, she probably wouldn't have been prosecuted. Moving on, when people say that Harris is more about having her heels up than being on her knees, I don't think that this is what they meant. Now you know why they call them pumps. No one likes Crocs, so now they have cocks. Imagine if men started wearing clothing that had female body parts on it. And they say that men think about sex more than women do. Who believes that? Number 11, a British waitress was ended by a French national who screamed Allahu Akbar during a rampage. Yes, Allahu Akbar sure is a famous French saying for sure. Now we're in a world where the British are protesting in their turbans and burqas. I think we all know that the media can't say that an alien did this, or that would incite all sorts of violence against migrants. So they have to lie to the people. Up next, let me introduce you to the term Nowhere Girls. It's a term coined to describe women who have no money, no job, no education, no prospects, no looks, no friends, and no sophistication. At least the Chinese men have come to their senses to shame women to be better. Unfortunately, if these Chinese women are skinny, then they'll go out looking for white guys to marry and save them when they get into their 30s. White simps are what many leftover women are relying on these days to save them. Number 13, former CNN host Don Lemon said that Michelle Obama is better looking than Melania Trump. Maybe better looking as a linesman, but not as a woman. Are we really supposed to take his taste in women seriously when he's a gay man? I think that Don likes Michelle because she's packing a trouser snake in her nether regions. It's no surprise that a gay man finds Big Mike more attractive than Melania. Don probably finds this face even more attractive. Moving on, Tom Selleck thinks a second Trump presidency would be a positive turnaround for the country. He's not the only one. Democrats like Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard are also endorsing Trump, too, because he's a centrist these days, while the Democrats have gone completely woke and to the left of Stalin. Sure, Trump is better than the Indian chick, but all Trump can do is slow the decline at this point, long enough for many of us to pump our Bitcoin bags enough to leave the West. Number 15, this Hooters waitress pictured in the mugshot here is caught dipping her wings in her cooch. And here Skeletor thought that they were just frying their wings in the same oil as the fish. Instead of arresting her, Hooters should have put that in as an option on the menu. I'm sure a lot of simps would pay extra for her secret herpagona syphilate sauce. Poor bastard's about to finish his beer, and then he's out of here. Up next, when someone tells you to get vaccinated for monkeypox, what you need to do is tell them that you're not gay. It's so bad in Africa right now that the World Health Organization wants to declare it a health emergency. The last thing you need to do is get VAIDS, where some jab destroys your immune system. But I'm sure that there are many people lining up to get the shot like this guy. Number 17, the UK is about to adopt blasphemy laws to protect Muslims. What about blasphemy laws to protect Christians? Will they introduce those as well, or are those just too damn Islamophobic? The English need to take back their country, and you know that at some point civil war will erupt. What a world we're living in where a Jewish prime minister is implementing Sharia law. I never thought I'd see the day. Imagine when England eventually becomes an Islamic country with nuclear ICBMs. Good luck to all of us. Moving on, this woman says that she joined the spicy adult content industry at the age of 19, and now she can't go anywhere in her hometown without someone bringing it up with her. I'm shaming her. I feel bad for her two kids because they'll be bullied mercilessly. I also wonder where the father is. Imagine what he's going through with everyone laughing at him because he's been with a woman that's been run through. This woman is learning that actions have consequences. Number 19, Canada cucks itself again. The Canadian Cancer Society apologizes for using the word cervix instead of trans-friendly front hole. I can't believe I volunteered to go door-to-door for them as a teenager. It looks like these days apologizing to the most messed up and offended people ends up being a winning strategy. But I think it might be because this charity is actively seeking donations and women give more money to charities than men do. Up next, this article says that men enjoy mentally unstable women more than the stable ones. But we don't need a study to tell us that. We know that the sex is better and wetter when they're wild and like a feral female. Seems to me like being psychotic and erotic are next door neighbors. Men put up with a lot of mental illness with women when it comes to having a great time in bed. Plus, these days, just to get laid, you have to choose either the crazy or nothing at all. Number 21, this woman is upset because she was stood up by a guy she met on Hinge. He blocked and ghosted her, and she only found out about it when she was sitting in the restaurant for their date, which he was a no-show for. My thinking is the restaurant probably set her up posing as a guy. There's so many restaurants going out of business these days that it's the newest thing that they're trying. But the truth is she was probably fatter than she led him to believe, and he ghosted her as soon as he noticed. Moving on, this is probably the woman that was stood up on Hinge. Meet the UCLA Fat Pride staffer that has compulsory lectures for trainee doctors telling them that using the word obesity is violence. I wouldn't worry too much about her though, because based on her looks that she will pass away soon from a case of fat empowerment. Am I the only one thinking of Pat from Saturday Night Live right now? I guess it's hard being as health phobic as she is. The doctors will probably laugh behind her back, but unfortunately, they've only got half a tank of gas. Number 23, more women are skipping college to make six figures as electricians, car mechanics, and truck drivers. But what will the men do they replace with DEI quotas? I can see a lot of guys abandoning chain shops full of female mechanics and going to their local independent male mechanic instead, because the service won't come with a sexual misconduct allegation. As a man, I'll use surrogacy to have a bunch of kids and retire as a housewife and let the woman keep the civilization duct taped together. Up next, the Berlin government is offering kids pro-prostitution picture books to teach them that the sex trade is safe and enjoyable. That's kind of redundant, as many migrants are already busy grooming these kids and showing them just how safe and enjoyable the sex trade can really be. Looks like there'll probably be a really big storm heading to Europe shortly. Remember, this is targeting kids aged 6 to 12. I guess we've hit peak Weimar. Number 25 and the last one, check out this weight loss transformation. But to me, it looks like she's suffering from fat phobia. She didn't need to lose all that weight. Now she won't be able to audition for the new live-action remake of Disney's WALL-E. Imagine how many yards and feet of loose skin they had to remove from her body. Probably enough to make a fine leather sofa. I'd buy that. Here's the fat camp where she lost the weight. You can walk out at any time through one of the wall's openings that are human-sized. But first, you gotta lose the weight. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.